Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Welcome to the Moving Up Show. Juicy, what are you talking about on Disney Sing-Along?
Well, last week it was about cat movie, The Alps of Cats, and this week it's about dogs, Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah, sounds great. Josh, what food delights do you have for us today?
As it's Pancake Day on Tuesday, I'm going to be making pancakes.
And Chaz, what game are you talking about today?
Today I'll be talking about PUBG, you know, where's the unknown player battlegrounds?
Also, our moving up discussion, we will be talking about our futures. Come on, everyone, let's get started.
Hello, this is Josie Shores of Disney Sing-Along, the timeline of all Disney films. I'll be picking my favourite songs from the soundtrack and singing them for you too. This week, I will be talking about Lady and the Tramp.
Tell me about this film, Josie.
Well, first of all, the film was released in 1955. It's about two dogs, a beautiful cocker spaniel named Lady and a handsome stray dog named Tramp. Life is about friendship, love and romance and how these two heroes get along with each other.
That sounds lovely. So what are the songs this week?
Well, here are four songs and I might sing for those of you all at the same time. Number one is We are Siamese, if you please. And number two is He's a Tramp, and I love him. And number three is a lullaby song. La la loo, la la loo, little soft, lovely creature. And number four is my favorite song, Bella Notte. It's a beautiful night, which is what it means, Italian, and so romantic, and at night time it's perfect because you can see the big full moon and the twinkling stars, and I shall sing it for you straight away.
Take it away, Josie.
This is a night, it's a beautiful night, and they call it Bella Notte. Look at the skies, they have stars in their eyes on this lovely Bella Notte. Side by side with your loved ones, you'll find enchanted here. The night will be its magic spell when the one you love is near. Oh, this is the night, and the heaven winds around on this lovely Bella Notte.
That was beautiful, Josie. Well done.
Thank you all. This has been Josie's Short for Disney Sing Along. Thank you for listening, and I hope you will join me next week.
I'm Josh, and as it's Pancake Day on Tuesday, I'm going to be making the traditional pancakes. You will need 100 grams of plain flour, 2 eggs, 300 ml of semi-skimmed milk, 1 tablespoon of sunflower oil or vegetable oil, plus extra for frying, and a pinch of salt.
Okay then, Josh, it's nice to get back to the old traditional ingredients. What do we have to do with them?
You need to put 100 grams of plain flour and a pinch of salt into a large mixing bowl. Make a well in the centre and crack 2 eggs into the middle. Pour in about 50 ml from 300 ml of semi-skimmed milk and 1 tablespoon of sunflower oil. Then start whisking from the centre, gradually drawing the flour into the eggs, milk and oil. Once all the flour is incorporated, beat until you have a smooth, thick paste. Add a little more milk if it's too stiff to beat. While still whisking, pour in a steady stream of the remaining milk. Continue pouring and whisking until you have a batter that is consistency of slightly thick single cream. Heat the pan over a moderate heat, then wipe it with oiled kitchen paper. Ladle some batter into a pan, tilting the pan and moving the mixture around for a thin and even layer. Quickly pour any excess batter into the mixing bowl, return to the heat. Leave to cook undisturbed for about 30 seconds. If the pan is the right temperature, the pancakes should turn golden underneath after about 30 seconds and be ready to turn. Hold the pan handle, ease the palette knife under the pancake, then quickly lift and flip it over. Make sure the pancake is lying flat against the base of the pan while no folds, then cook for another 30 seconds before turning out onto a warm plate. Continue with the rest of the batter, serving them as you cook or stack into a plate. You can freeze the pancakes for 1 month, wrapped in cling film, or make them to a day ahead.
What sort of fillings are you going to pop in your pancakes then?
You can either have a savoury or you can use a sweet filling like ice cream with strawberry sauce.
Ooh, that sounds good.
You've been listening to Joshua's Recipe of the Week.
I'm Chaz and I've got Jack with me and I'll be talking about PUBG in the, as also as known as PlayerUnknown Battleground is on all consoles and also on Nintendo DS and it's also on your phone as well now. So I've been playing that mostly today and it's online as well and it's also rated 18. So Jack, have you heard about it?
Yes, I've heard about it.
Have you played it?
No.
Shall I tell you more about it then?
Yes please.
So, you have your characters, yeah? You can build your characters with your up-to-date camo and everything, and you go around and you kill everybody online, and since you can do it in teams, or it could be the last man standing against 50 odd people. You can have all weapons, you can customise it, and you can make it fit you, and the best weapon I love on there is sniper rifles, because it's so much better than actually just standing around going full at it.
Okay, anything else to it?
You can put mods onto your weapons so that you can put a suppressor on it. And like, if you want a sniper rifle, you can put a bigger scope on it and you can see further down the street. That's handy in a way. And all I get to say, it can be a bit addictive most of the time, but I will always take a 24-hour break between it or day's rest because it will be stuck in your head.
Oh, okay. Is it just multiplayer only?
There's no campaign to it. Just basically online against everybody and anyone.
Okay.
Yeah, you can build your own team members. You can invite players in that you actually know. You can have different maps, but that's just one of the season packages in there. They're all right, but they can be a little bit expensive, but it depends if you got the dosh or not. So, this is Chaz and Jack. Bada bing, bada boom, I'm out of here. Today, I'll be looking through my crystal ball into 5 years' time. Dun, dun, dun. So, I would see myself in 5 years' time with 2 kids and happily married, hopefully. What about you, Jack?
I'll probably be working, having a job or something.
Whereabouts do you think you'd be working? What sort of job?
I'll probably be working in a cafe. So, serving drinks, maybe, or making drinks.
Well, that sounds nice. Anything else you see in your crystal ball?
I'll probably still be, doing gaming.
And what do you think? Do you think you might still be writing your stories?
Ooh, a bit hard to say,
Is it something you think you'd like to carry on with? You do enjoy writing your stories and you don't have to stop, do you?
Yeah, probably until the third part of the sequel, so there's probably going to be three.
Three lots, do you think you'll do? Brilliant. Oh, well, I reckon I'll be able to achieve that in the 5 years.
Josie, what about you?
Well, I've got four things in my mind. First, I can work at the Red Cross shop 4 days.
At the moment, you do 1 day, so maybe how many days do you think you'd like to do?
Maybe 3 days and be there all day from morning to afternoon. The second I got my mind, I could go on safari and love animals. I might go to Africa because it's the biggest jungle in the world. And then the third one I got my mind, I could marry someone. Well, for good reason. I know I might not live with my parents much longer and they're getting old and retired and I can't blame them. I gotta be independent too.
That sounds a really good thought that you're thinking ahead, which is nice, and I'm sure you'll find yourself a lovely man.
And the fourth in my mind that I might still work at Vectors Radio, but I gotta think of different things there too.
Maybe you could have a slot on somebody else's programme where you just had your own feature, a little bit like your sing-along now, but be a guest on somebody else's programme.
Yeah, I could do that. That sounds like fun to me.
Now, Josh, what's your plan for the future?
My plan for 5 years' time, I'd like to continue volunteering at the living room.
And how many days do you think you'd do that a week, Josh?
I would try and do more days.
How many?
I don't know.
Come on, you must tell how many. We got this crystal ball. It's not working at the minute.
Is it fogged up?
Maybe 2 or 3 days.
That sounds good.
I'd like to run my own business.
So. Ah, well then maybe you can only manage 2 days at the living room.
And continue my photography.
Right, hang on a minute. What's the new business going to be then if you're going to run your own business?
Maybe something to do with photography or something else. So.
Okay, that sounds good. Anything else?
I'd like to continue my photography, walk more and travel independently.
That's a really good target. You're definitely going to achieve the independent travel target by 5 years. You'll be out travelling all over the world by then, I've got no doubt.
With your camera.
Yeah.
Claire, what's your...
5 year plan?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I've had to think quite carefully. I'd actually like to be working a little bit less than I am now. So I'd like to perhaps be working part-time. Then that would give me more time to pursue some art projects, do a bit more painting, that sort of thing. I like to spend more time with my family. Yeah, that's it. Well, I'd like to be healthy and fit also. That's all I can think of. 5 years seems a long way away, but I've got a feeling it's going to come around quite quickly. What about you, Sherry?
Well, when we first thought about looking at this crystal ball for 5 years, I suddenly realised how old I'd be. I've got to pack a lot in, you know. So, but one thing, I really want to get involved with team sports. That's something that I've just drifted out of my life, hadn't had time to do.
That sounds like a good ambition. Yes.
So I'm already started thinking about this, and I'm signing up to the ladies' softball cricket, which happens over the summer months.
So if any listeners would like to join in with softball cricket, then you're the woman to speak to, are you, Sherry?
Yes, I'm sure I can pass their names on. I've got a contact. And mainly, I'll still enjoy working, I know I will, so I'll still be working and perhaps hopefully have my own business as well.
Any ideas about your own business?
Still thinking on that one.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I think our crystal ball has probably run out of steam. So what do you think, everyone? Goodbye,
yeah, and
we'll be back in 5 years to see how we've achieved.
Well, we really enjoyed the show. I hope you did as well. Josie, which Disney film will you be talking about next week?
Next week, I'll be doing Sleeping Beauty.
Josh, what recipe have you got for next week?
Next week's recipe will require a bottle of Coke.
This is the Moving Up Show, part of the 4P's project on Vectis Radio and Yellow White College. You can listen to us on 104.6 FM and online.